This is how batik clothes are made from farm to closet. I'm at Rumah Sukacita, a craft school where local women, more affectionately known as ibus, keep batik traditions alive. What does farm to closet really mean? It starts here, with local Indonesian farmers planting cotton using generational knowledge. They also grow indigo, one of the plants behind Sukacita's signature dyes. Once harvested, the cotton is spun into threads and woven into fabric. This fabric becomes the canvas for the ibus to imprint batik motifs and designs, all done by hand. The cloth is then dipped into vats of dye, once, twice, or even 30 times, depending on how saturated it needs to be. With indigo, it can turn into different shades of vibrant blue. But this isn't just about clothes. The farm-to-closet philosophy means fair wages for the ibus and farmers, healthier soil that's good for the environment, and sustaining generations of artisanal craft and farming knowledge in Indonesia. The founder, Denika Riyadidi Flesh, built this model alongside the ibus, women she calls not workers of Sukacita, but partners. Her work earned her the Rolex Award for Enterprise in 2023 and